This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Washington, D.C., according to a newly released household survey, 9% of the city's residents are addicted either to illicit drugs or to alcohol. The survey was commissioned by the district's Department of Health. It sampled more than 1,500 households. Dr. Larry Siegel runs the D.C. Addiction Prevention and Recovery Administration. And Dr. Siegel, first, how does 9% compare with rates of drug and alcohol dependence elsewhere?
Well, we know that it's significantly larger, in fact, about twice as high as the national average from a household survey.
The fact that it's a household survey means that it doesn't include people who are institutionalized or homeless.
That's correct. And those institutions include, for example, nursing homes, hospitals, a variety of other institutions, as well as those who are incarcerated. So because addiction to drugs and alcohol is a problem in homeless populations, to the tune of about 60% of the homeless, and in large numbers of incarcerated populations, we know that the household survey wasn't able to capture all of the individuals we're responsible for with this disease.
A question about methodology. When people conducted household interviews and concluded that in that household there is somebody who is addicted to heroin, is it because somebody in that household confirmed there is somebody addicted to heroin, or was that an inference drawn by the interviewer?
No, there were a series of questions designed to get that particular information about other individuals as well as the individual being interviewed, and it was through that highly sophisticated questioning technique that that information was obtained, usually about other people in the household.
So these are people who have been reported by someone in the household.
Or in some instances by themselves.
Or by themselves.
Right.
Not the guesswork of the interviewer.
No.
When you break down the numbers of the people you found to be addicted to particular drugs and alcohol, it's almost the inverse order of how much public anxiety or attention, media attention, the drugs get. That is, almost 7% of the people alcohol dependent, 2.25% marijuana, then 1.8% cocaine, then 0.6% heroin.
Yes, and if you put that in real numbers for the District of Columbia, that means there are about 30,000 people who are addicted to alcohol, and lesser numbers, about 20,000 to cocaine and heroin. And that translates into a very major problem. We know that of the 1.2 million emergency room visits in the District of Columbia, 40% of those are drug and alcohol related, and a large percentage of that is alcohol, automobile accidents, and other causes.
While the figure of almost 10% of the adult population, or the over 12 population, I guess, of being addicted either to illicit drugs or addicted to alcohol, it's a shockingly high figure compared to what we know of elsewhere. It isn't somehow surprising to know that there are lots of people who are drug addicted or drug dependent in the District of Columbia. I mean, we have the sense there are a lot of people who are drinking too much or on drugs.
That's true, and this is across all neighborhoods, all wards, all ethnic groups. There's a misconception, for example, that all of the illegal drug use is among lower economic groups in the Washington, D.C. area. We know from the household survey that in terms of lifetime exposure to illegal drugs, the ethnic group of Caucasians has a higher lifetime use of illegal drugs than do the non-Caucasian groups in the city.
About 20 years ago, when Nancy Reagan said, just say no, ever since that time, children have been exposed to campaigns against illicit drug use at all levels of school. Television networks and stations have showed images of a frying, you know, an egg being fried. That's your brain on drugs. The rate you're finding of almost 10% of people using addictive drugs flies in the face of what people have been told throughout their lifetimes, virtually.
Education is not the same as behavioral modification. We know that just because we tell people about cholesterol and weight and high blood pressure and all of the other health messages, there's more to it than that. We have to actually change how people behave. And that's a much more complex, much more intensive effort, and we need to mount that effort. We are revising all of our addiction prevention strategies in the district, particularly in the public schools. We have to do better.
Thank you, Dr. Siegel.
Thank you.
Dr. Larry Siegel runs the Addiction Prevention and Recovery Administration for the Department of Health of the District of Columbia.